Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. Couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at local file inclusion. So, I was at an event and we were talking about hacking and trolling and pranks and everything. And I mentioned how one of the sources for the term hack and hacker was the MIT Model Railroad. And the MIT Model Railroad Club had a series of hacks or pranks, including the very famous one where they disassembled a cop car, put it on top of the MIT dome, and then called the police for illegal parking. And if you tour MIT, you could actually walk around and they have a history of all these hacks. So I think oftentimes looking at the past is very useful, especially since when I brought that up, no one in the room had ever heard of this. This was all new news to everyone. So with that in mind, I want to bring up something that is almost as old as MIT in the Model Railroad. And that is the opposite of what I talked about with the Image Magic vulnerability. With Image Magic, you could upload files, right? But what happens if you want to download files? What happens if you want to download a file that's on the web server, but not within the web server path, right? So wherever the files for the web pages are, you want to download a page outside of that. So you can upload using many different attacks, but you can also download using a thing called local file inclusion. Local file inclusion, or LFI, is a way of doing injection within the website. So you say, don't necessarily get me this particular page, but fetch this other file on the file server. Like with Image Magic, it's oftentimes used with images. Oftentimes the image, fetch this image .php or CGI or whatever, will allow you to put in the path. And what you oftentimes see is attackers will pad that path to go back to the root of the server and then go down several folders and grab a particular file. That could be something like the password file. That was back in the day, that's what everyone would go after. I very, very much doubt that works in anyone's system. If it works in your system, please don't tell me. You're breaking my heart. Fix that. I don't see that one anymore, but that one in the 90s was what everyone was going after. We got the password file. There's a million of other config files that you can go after. Oftentimes, too, with these config files, the passwords aren't clear text, so it's almost as good as having a password file, but not as quite. So with LFI, you can use injection to do local file inclusion to get that local file out and send it back down to the server. Much with Image Magic, we talked about having good ACLs on the server so that whatever application pool was running that was hosting the website, the application pool was running as a limited user that couldn't get any files. Same exact thing comes into play as a defense. Make sure that you can't get access to any files outside of your folder. Second thing is monitoring. Monitor the file system using something like Tripwire or even Windows Native File Monitoring, and then pump that to your SIM, and then alert if you suddenly see the user that's running your app pulling files from a different folder. You can do that with the regex string. And of course, fundamentally, patch, or if you're doing the development, scan for these things, scan for local file inclusions, and add controls, input validation to prevent them from occurring. So that's it. A lot of these attacks are really old, but if we don't talk about them, if we don't bring them forward to the new generation, people forget, just like they forgot about MIT and the Model Railroad, and so on and so forth. So take a look at that, take a look at LFI, take a look at your apps, take a look at your permissions, just like we're doing with Image Magic, by securing how that web server is configured, you can prevent a lot of vulnerabilities from happening. Take it easy.